Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to our monthly audit meeting for the Monroe Town Board. And we do have a quorum here this evening, and I think we're in the process of getting all of our documents signed.
They're all signed.
They are all signed.
Supervisor, yes.
Excellent, thank you. So we do have, there weren't any that were in question, so that's a good thing.
No.
But we do have some transfers. So I would entertain a motion to transfer $10,000 from account A1990.4, which is general contingent account, to account A1620.4, which is general buildings and grounds. And this is to cover a plethora of different town expenses, store tech work, payroll services, things like that.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the second transfer, we'd like to have a motion to transfer $47 from account A1990.4, which is general contingent account, to account A9950.9, which is general transfers to capital project fund. And this is to cover the sewer project relief fees.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So that's all I have. You're ready to approve the bills as audited, I presume?
Yes.
So I would entertain a motion to approve the bills as audited for September 27, 2022, for the previous
month. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Hi, you're welcome. Have a good night, sir. Thank you.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, okay. I think everyone saw the note from. We'll just leave it open. Is he coming back?
Okay.
I don't know.
What would you have? I think it was
Dual eyes on.
Didn't have
it. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're going to get started. I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular town board meeting for September 27, 2022, and ask Deputy Clerk Lewis to please call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Newman?
Here.
Councilmember Van Castle?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And if everyone would please rise for a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Agenda item one is approval of minutes. We only have one set, and that is for September 13th, 2022, was a regular town board meeting. I think everyone was present for that. Any changes on those? If not, entertain a motion for to approve them.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Second item is the town clerk's office. Actually, unfortunate news for the town of Monroe, but I'm sure it's very good news for our current town clerk, Leanne McKay. She has indicated to the town board that she will be stepping down from her role as town clerk after, I believe it's nearly 22 years of serving the residents of the town of Monroe. And I will read her resignation letter into the record and go from there. Dated September 21st, 2022, Supervisor Kuzniers, town board members. It is with much regret that I have made the decision to resign from my position as town clerk, receiver of taxes. Please know that I have taken great care and consideration in making this decision. Although my term won't expire for 3 more years, I'm finding it too difficult to perform the duties of my position as expected. Sadly, my last day of service will be November 11, 2022. I feel confident that my deputy clerks will be able to perform the functions of this office until the town board appoints my replacement. I'm extremely thankful for the opportunity given to me from my mentor, former town clerk, Jean Fleury. I wouldn't have had this tremendous opportunity if it weren't for her. It's been my honor to serve the residents of the town of Moreau for the past 22 years. Before we accept the resignation, I'd just like to express my appreciation for all the help that Leanne has provided me in my 21 years on the board, and all the help that she provided the previous town boards during that tenure. I know that her institutional knowledge and bright face of that office will be sorely missed as we move forward, but on behalf of the residents of the town of Moreau, I do want to wish her all the best in all her future endeavors. So with that, we will have to accept the resignation if somebody would like to move on.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
So if we didn't get a second, can she not resign?
Well, you might have to arm wrestle her.
Okay. But I didn't really want to hear a second on that one, but wish your luck.
Agenda item 3, Highway Department. I think we've got at least one item. We have a request from the Highway Superintendent to purchase. Must be to open a PO with Global Montello Group for the purchase of gasoline in the amount of $10,000. This would be paid from account DB5142.460, which has a balance as of August 31st, 2022, $18,861.69. We had budgeted for this year $104,513.69. The Global Montello Group is a New York State, is under New York State contract, and it's group number 05600. It's award number 23237. So, someone would like to move that.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I do have an email dated yesterday, also from the Highway Superintendent, in relation to the purchase of sand with the possibility of an agreement with a vendor where they would receive, they could take some of our compost. But I don't have enough information on how that would work. I don't know if the Highway Committee wants to look into that. The challenge that we have is that the compost is not a transfer station asset. It's a town-wide asset. It's like when we do grinding, the A fund pays for that. It's not a user fee-based fund. We've got to look into something that I have to come up with a cost per load what that would work out to be. So I don't know if the Highway Committee wants to look into that further. I know there's going to be a staffing change 2 days down there. So there'll be another person involved. Maybe you want to bring the Deputy Highway Superintendent into that conversation. But I don't have a photo to move on that.
Sounds like an interesting concept. We want sand. We can work something out. I think it'd be a win-win. You know, they're still, we get some of that out of there. We've got to get some of that out of there.
Yeah, I mean, we should be at a minimum hauling it over to the rec for, you know, I'd like to look into expanding our fields and that stuff and be helpful in the future. But anyway, he was indicating that the highway usually spends between $6,000 and $7,000 per year. So I'll take any input.
Yeah, I guess it would let us on the highway committee look into that, get some more numbers, and we'll report back to you guys next week and next month.
So, so ahead for highway. Recreation department. Let's see, we've got a purchase request. Actually, I'll start off with it. We have a request to rehire an employee who retired, and in order to retire, as part of the state and local retirement system, there had to be a break in service for him to receive his retirement. So we have a request from the rec leader to rehire William Noonan. He was originally hired as a seasonal employee in March of 2021, and he's looking for the board to act on that rehire. It would be at a rate of $13.20 per hour effective immediately.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor? Right, any discussion on that?
No relation to me, by the way. Just want to put that on the record.
Duly noted for the record.
For the record, no relation to me.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And we do have we do have another request that the rec leader is looking for action on. Actually, it's a two-part request, but we're going to take up one this evening. And if you recall, we had earmarked $110,000 of our HD funding for numerous projects. We included $60,000 for the trail. We had $10,000 in there for field improvements. We had $35,000. For storage building construction and $5,000 for ice rink land. And he's looking for two items to move forward, but the one that I think is appropriate to take up tonight, because it was included in the budget discussion last year, was to replace the roof on the 12x12 storage shed next to the youth baseball concession stand. We did talk about that. The board was in agreement to budget for that. And it has a cost of approximately $621.46 for that. Now, that doesn't normally require town board approval, but he was looking for it to come out of the HT, which, as you know, that's a restricted fund. I just to check in, I don't think we should be tapping into the HT fund for only $600. So my recommendation, if the board wants to move forward with that improvement, is to transfer that money, that amount, $621.46, out of account A7310.1, which was the lifeguards, into account 7140.2, which is equipment, and then he can go ahead and purchase supplies and make that happen. So all I really need is a resolution for that transfer. So,
second.
Any discussion?
I would just bring up, maybe since that money's there from lifeguards, maybe just knowing construction, maybe upping that to $1,000 just for unforeseen cost into that, so we don't have to come back and remove that, and they could start on that project immediately. You know, knowing from the rec department, we're going to probably have to address moving some more funds from them later, so having the extra potential $350 there now wouldn't be an issue. But either way, we'll be fine with the motion now.
I'm going to rescind the motion.
I'll rescind my motion.
So the same motion supervisor presented, but upping it to $1,000 for any potential unseen costs and repairing the 12x12 storage unit from the lifeguard fund.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? sewer department. First thing I have, I think board members have a copy, and the deputy clerk has a copy of a proposed resolution for increasing or purchase additional water capacity from the town of Queensbury. You can have my copy if you want.
Okay.
So while you're looking for that, so as the town board is aware, as we bring more people on to our consolidated water district, we're using more water, we're expanding our use in a commercial corridor, and I think because we have funding for 2022, we should at least buy 100,000 gallons capacity this year and then another 100,000 for next year. And per the contract, we can purchase blocks of 50,000 gallons per day for $53,000. So if the board wants to move forward, we have the money available in this year's budget to do at least 100,000 gallons of capacity. I would entertain a motion per the intermunicipal agreement that was executed between the town of Moreau and the town of Queensbury on behalf of the Queensbury Consolidated Water District on the 1st of February 1999, that the town of Moreau purchase an additional 100,000 gallons per day of capacity from Queensbury in amount to not exceed $106,000. To be paid pre-audit from the Consolidated Water District in the town of Moreau, which is account CW8310.4.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Did you get the resolution? Okay. Water capacity, I think we need to have additional executive session conversation on what's going on regarding
probably that I wasn't involved in any of those. You talking about
the easement? The easement issue.
Oh yeah, yes, definitely.
All right, so we'll have, there is one more item I have to bring up on the executive session. So that we'll put that on hold for now. Transfer station, we have a recommendation and a resolution. Do you have that resolution as well? To hire James Wright, actually to rehire James Wright as a part-time laborer for the town and rural transfer station at a pay rate of $13.20 per hour. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So do you want this resolved? Okay. Supervisor items. I've got a couple items that we need to address tonight. The first one is health insurance. As the board knows, I have to release my budget to the public at close of business on Friday. I think that's the 30th. And in order to have that, my numbers complete, we have to make a determination on health insurance, what we want to do. My office met with our representatives, Marshall and Sterling, regarding our health insurance plans for our employees. And if you recall, the period for recovery is December, will be December 2022 through November 2023. And we looked at several different plans. Right now, our current plan, the way we're set up, we have two plans. The first one is CDPHP, which offers a high deductible HMO plan with a local plan network that the town uses as a base plan. And then we have the second part, the MVP plan, which offers a nearly identical plan that uses a national plan network instead, which is it's at a higher rate to do that. Both plans come with a health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA, that contributes to these deductibles. Our employees are given a choice of the plans at open enrollment, which is usually held at the end of October or the beginning of November. And any employee who chooses the MVP plan, they're expected to pay 100% of the difference between the two plans as a premium versus the 15 to 25% they currently pay now, whether they're under a negotiated contract or bargaining agreement or not. And currently, all employees who take the health insurance through the town have chosen the CDP plan. So, the important part for tonight's purposes is after meeting with Marshall Sterling, they recommended, and I do as well, to keep the CDPHP and HDHMO plan that we currently use. The rates have gone up more than they have in the past. We knew last year they'd be coming, that they thought it would be double digit this year, but it's actually 8% over last year. But it's still the best viable plan for the town. As an option, they recommend either that we renew the MVP plan we currently offer or a different mid-level CDPHP plan. So after reviewing both plans, it's recommended that the town would benefit more from keeping both the base CDPHP plan and the MVP plan that we could offer our residents. Through the mid-level CDPH plan, even though it's slightly cheaper, it has a different deductible amount, which could significantly alter the HRA setup. And in addition, any change to the deductible amount would initiate a grievance from our union, because we, you know, we have to, that's all a negotiated item. So, with that, my recommendation would be to go with the same plans that we have currently. We know that's going to be an 8% increase in cost to the town. And that way we can plug that number into the budget that will be released at the end of the week.
Maybe just a more discussion or even
whatever, either or.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds completely reasonable and glad to see that it's only at 8% of what the previously discussed was, and to continue to offer that to our employees.
Motion to approve.
Okay, so that the motion would be keeping the CDPHP and HDHMO plan that we currently use with the rates estimated to go up 8% over last year. Any other discussion? Was there a second on that?
I'll second
that. So any discussion on that?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The other item I have is when, I think it was the last board meeting, when we authorized the purchase of laptops for board members, the price that was provided to us did not include the cost for professional services, which is loading, I guess, loading the hardware on the machines. But anyway, that's an additional $1,820 cost. I know Jeffrey has, I believe he reached out earlier today on email asking for that to be reduced. My recommendation tonight would be to authorize a resolution of up to $1,820 for the purpose of getting those laptops up and running. Four laptops up and running, and that would be for the store tech, and that would be for the professional services.
Yeah, I would make the motion to approve up to $1,820 for the store tech professional services, and hopefully Jeffrey can negotiate that down for us.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
No discussion, I guess. Was there not a thought that we would have needed that? Or even that ask the first time around?
Well, in my opinion, we should have been provided with the information.
Yeah, right.
I was certainly not an IT guy, but it was not, and we can't move forward with
right.
Running.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Handle, maybe we can better. They handle our,
yeah, they're going to handle all of the managed services part of supporting the current contract with the town, so all the security tools that they'll deploy will be deployed with the machines as part of the setup and the installation of applications and configuration for any support we might need.
Okay.
We were working off of a budget for last time, and we had a quantity of one, and we ended up moving forward so they didn't have professional services on.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments, discussion?
If not, the motion second, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The last item I have on the supervisor items is. My office has put a lot of time into, at the request of the board, getting our building department fees more current. We're almost there. What I would like to do, I don't know if you got an F, but we'll get a copy of the current spreadsheet that's out there. I think what we left off before is we wanted to have some additional panels included in there. For comparison's sake, before we hone in on where we should be. And so we've got that here. We've got Half Moon, Clifton Park, Weldon, Queensbury, Malta, and the City of Glens Falls. So kind of entities that are close by. And so what I would like to do is have a board review. Anybody who has recommendations, get them to my office. I'd like to bring it up at the next board meeting for discussion and possible adoption because we'll be going through the budget process and that'll be very helpful. I can tell you that that's the only department where we have an incredible draw on town outside fund. We're in good shape everywhere else, but you know that's we're just not bringing in the revenue that we should be for that department. So. The board members take a look at that. Hopefully, we can do something with that after this board meeting.
Sounds good.
Committee reports. I don't have a committee report. Do we have a committee report?
I got a transfer station, a couple things down there. Got Paul going down while he's out there. He's got to fix some of the potholes down there. Stuff that there's I talked to him today, maybe I measure about to go going on to catch some stuff in the back of the trucks and fix those. There's a problem with the doors, and those doors are horrible over there. They have to look up for the recycling. There's a problem with it now. They could probably repair it, but you'd probably break down the road if you have the same problem again. Plus the bat toys pushing up. What they're looking at is that they've come up some ideas. I've talked to Pete Building and Grounds. They have more of a sliding type door.
They don't slide them
up? No, they tend to lift them up and stuff. Yeah, and there's some metal pipes that are routed out and stuff. So something's got to be done. So they're looking to make it safer for the employees, safer for the residents too. Because what they'd like to do is come halfway. That way the residents can just let that in. They're not going out and shoot where they're going out. So they've got some ideas. They're in the works. Pete's going to work with Mike down there. They're going to brainstorm too. They both. Ideas and I don't do it in house, which would be nice if it's safe. So,
yeah, the other thing on the transfer station, we had some issues with people going out the gate with lines pushing on Saturdays to go dump recyclables. There's plenty of room for people to pull up, so I had them get cones. Now, the complaint is people are driving off with the cones underneath the car.
Because they're going to change the lane.
Yes.
The person in front of them isn't done yet.
Yeah.
Mike was talking about this.
So,
and they don't wait for the person in front of them. They go in there, drive over the cones. And
so we need to change the spacing now and maybe heighten them a little bit.
So to give people some room.
Yeah,
I'll talk to Mike about that. It's just crazy.
Yeah, those cones are like $26 each.
Yeah, they're not cheap. Mike was also contacted O'Connor about the vote. He talked to him before the public sentence is there. And O'Connor is interested in the mulch. We know that, but now the Mark and I can kind of maybe get together with the DPW and see what we need, see what they'll give us for. And
that goes right into the general fund, so, yeah.
he's not, he's got a hold of them, call him back, it's not there, but so, the truth is, man, I'm better at it, but, yeah, the concern is put a call into him to see, because he said last year he did it for next to nothing, so, but he's also checked what's wrong with him, see if they want to, so we can get something checked out for him.
Yeah, awesome.
That's it down there.
Thanks. Any other questions?
Just the memo that we all got about upping the wingman rate for the.
That'll be done as part of the budget discussion.
Sounds good.
I think it's already been addressed, but can't remember. Anything else?
I don't want to get into rec committee stuff, but I was at the Blackbird a couple weeks ago and Kerry Warner was there. So I went up to her and talked about some different stuff. And so I asked if she had any money. She was for what? I said, recreation. What are you looking at? She was looking at capital, you're looking at programs. I said, we could be looking at both. She goes, we should be able to pump some money. I spoke that on briefly and spoke to Mark, and I actually ran it by Pete. And she said, just get your ideas together, get a plan, bring it down to my office. So, like I said, even if they're matching funds, you know, we could get some stuff done.
Yeah, she's been very easy to work with and accommodating. You know, we've got $500,000 earmarked that I reached out to her for, I think I have a million for sewer infrastructure. So, we have a good relationship with her. So that takes us to executive session, and the only item I have for, well, actually, we have two. We'll be entering. We'll be entering executive session, hopefully briefly, for an update on existing litigation or potential litigation, and. What about I need a motion to for council to provide an update on existing or pending litigation. Something like that.
And that's too.
What's that?
Right with this.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Have so
litigation. All right.
On favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.
All right, so we are now in open session and would ask that the record reflect that no action was taken in executive session, which takes us to other business. And I do, now that we're in budget season, I would like to schedule two budget workshops for the week of October, I think it's the 3rd. How's everybody's schedule look for October 5th and 6th?
5th and 6th or 4th? Yeah.
5th, I can't do the 4th. I know not everybody can do 4 p.m., but what did we decide?
5 to 6:30.
Can everybody do 5 to 6:30?
What's the day of the week?
Wednesday, Thursday.
So I think if we'll schedule 2 now, we'll have the group sign up. I think we'll give them 15, 20 minutes. And then if we need more next board meeting, we can schedule additional. I'm hoping that we don't have to. But does that work for everybody?
Yes. What time are you talking?
What time are we going to do?
I can be flexible, so let's put it around towards Kyle.
Okay.
What's the idea?
I think I'm going to do 4 or 5. I couldn't do 4, I can tell you that. I run a kid practice until 4:30 every day. But I'm just trying to find my.
It's a little bit of a.
Okay. 5 to 6:30, but I can. To get a better answer, if I can just look here, something.
I'm sorry, we had an action call.
Okay.
Right, we'll come back.
Okay, yeah, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
I can't find it. Let's just schedule 5 to 6:30 on the 5th and 6th, and then
we'll do budget workshops. I'll schedule the different entities, maybe 20 minutes each for. Come in and hopefully we can hear what we need to hear from them, and we'll let them know about it. So I think there's a motion for that.
The motion for budget workshops on October 5th and 6th. for 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m.
That work?
Yep.
Your second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. And so we do have, under other business, the council has a resolution for us to consider.
Yes, I'll just read the resolution for you. Whereas bids for Van Buren Street Water Main Extension were received on September 6, 2022, whereas consulting engineers LaBerge have submitted their report relative to their analysis of bids, whereas engineers' recommendation was contingent on the town's ability to obtain a utility easement from 81 Harrison Street, tax ID number 37.3-1-6. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the recommendation of the engineers is hereby accepted, approved, and adopted, and be it further resolved that the town attorney is hereby directed to secure the final utility easement. Be it further resolved that the Van Buren Street Water Main Extension be hereby awarded to Newcastle Paving LLC, 1 Madison Street, Suite 100, Troy, New York, 12180, in the amount of $110,000.
Motion to approve. Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Any others?
Yeah, Beth, I've already brought it up a dozen times before at least, but I find it interesting that we don't have any kind of log books concerning the placement of solar anywhere in the town. It's the year nearly 2023, and with solar energy and green energy being a thing in the future, I think it's something that we probably should have in the books, and you know, we started, we spent a lot of time, a lot of money, drafting the, you know, drafting the law and then let it go by the boards. And I think it might be a good idea for the consensus of the board to pick up where we left off or start over again or something and get some kind of solar law on the books here at the town hall. I know there's been some interest in continuing the process, myself for one. Mark, I'm not speaking for you, but I know before you mentioned that you'd be open to to picking up the process again and getting something on the books. What I'm asking for tonight, is there a consensus of the board to continue the process or pick up the process where we left off or begin the process over again to put some kind of solar law on the books here in the town of Rome? If there is no consensus, I don't have a problem with that. But I would just like to know, you'll never hear from me again if you say that we don't have the consensus of the board to continue with this, but I think it'd be important for us to do it. And what I'd like tonight is to know if we do have a consensus or not. Do we want to move forward, or do we definitely not want to move forward? And once again, if we don't want to move forward, okay, it's just a dead issue. So I wonder how everybody felt.
Can I just ask one question?
Sure.
You know that solar is allowed in an industrial park, right?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay.
That's using our solar or power production.
That's fine. I just know you said we have nothing on the books about placement of solar in the town.
Other than that.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we are aware that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I guess basically, yeah, I'm in favor of having a meeting or picking up to either squash it. It sounds like there's one major issue would be the tier three, but sounds like there's a lot of agreements in tier one and two for residential and solar. If that's the issue and we can agree on something, I would be in favor of going forward and coming up with something further on our solar law with regard to those two tiers.
I know I have no interest in a tier three, well, at this point in time. I know tier one and tier two, I know tier one, people at this point I think are putting solar panels on their roofs already. I think the big question here would be tier twos, how to get those in, but I don't know if I want to take it up at the current time, but I do know that we have interest possibly in tier ones and tier twos, but I have no interest in tier three at this current time.
That might be open to figuring out how to put a solar law on books in the tower. I also know that we've already got solar in tier two in my mind pretty well in that, so at least that for sure. So how would you propose doing that?
I think everyone can do it and sit down and schedule another workshop and sit down and see where you agree and disagree. I certainly would think that all tiers should be addressed. I don't think we should pick and choose. I think, you know, some people are going to be happy, some people aren't going to be happy. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. I might not be happy with what we come up with. But I think we need a good comprehensive solar law on the books that consider all types. One, two, three, you know, and once again, sit down, see what we agree on, disagree on, put our hands in the air, and move on. But to do nothing, I don't think is an option.
So,
then I just want to correct something. So I'm not opposed to discussing tier three, but I've gone on the record before that I'm not anxious to discuss tier three in the annual street right now. That's the piece I'm going on. But let's figure out how we can do this and move forward so we can get something done.
But if it's all or nothing, one, two, and three, I would say I would not agree to that, but I'm only one of five people. If it's all or nothing, one, two, or three.
No, I mean, I guess what I'm hearing you saying is let's have the discussion of what we can agree on to come up with a solar law. If that's, you know, your stance for three, obviously we're going to respect that. Nobody expects us all to get along on anything, but at least get to the next step, and I guess maybe that's really where Councilman Matas is saying is what would be the next step of sitting down to discuss this.
I think it's nothing else to add at this point in time.
I guess the question then, we're right back to my original question. Do we have a consensus of the board to sit down and look at comprehensive solar law? I'm a yes.
What is the consensus of the board? Is that majority plus one, or is that just language we're using here? Consensus of the board.
Consensus of the board is what I was told when I first took this office by Mr. Hoosier. Everything we do is by consensus.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I'm just
asking for clarification. Nothing difficult. Is that?
You're being difficult. And it's not your first meeting, Council. I take that as a sign.
No, I really, JP, I was just curious. I didn't know if consensus was majority plus one, simple majority. That's all.
It's
because.
Just a simple majority as we do with every other issue, Council.
Fair enough. JD, fair enough.
I don't hear consensus, so.
Probably three would like to see us discuss on what you still want to do.
That's not what I hear from your comment.
No, I would like to have us sit down and take a look at a comprehensive, overall law put on the books. Regulate all solar in the town of the road. Do we have votes for it? If we don't, I don't have a problem with that. Speak up. If you don't want to go that route, fine. I know you don't, Todd. I know you don't,
I'm just
looking for a commitment one way or the other.
I really don't have much to add, but I do want to reiterate. We're not starting from scratch.
No,
we're not starting from scratch. We went through a process. So we had the public here. It was very controversial. So we're going to disregard all that came before us? Is that what you're asking the board to do?
Of course not. We're certainly going to
take all of that
into consideration. We'll take all of the comments, but we took no action, Tom. We took no
That's
action. Good. What I'm saying is, take all the comments and all the process that we went through before. Take some action. We listened to the public. We listened to the public. We had public hearings. We've done all that. We took no action. I guess what I'm saying is, let's sit down and take some action one way or another.
We did.
We took no action.
That is it.
Just hoping it goes away instead of action?
No, that's what you're hoping.
No. I'm going to sit down and discuss it some more. I've been saying this for a year and a half.
You have some friends that you want to reward financially.
That's pretty obnoxious, kind of.
Is it true?
I don't even think we have to look into your background. I'm not going to get into this tonight, Mark.
I didn't bring that up.
I brought up that I'm looking to do somebody a favor. Come on, you brought that up, haven't you? Be a little more professional, please.
So, I don't hear a consensus.
So we don't have a consensus. Is that it? I guess.
Not on the way to this one.
You don't want to look at comprehensive zoning laws that are down there. That's all for yes or no.
Those were your words, not mine. Okay. Maybe we had other words in the way to define that and include discussion around you. And so those are the guidelines, the parameters that you established. It sounds like you don't have a consensus.
Thank you.
Any other business?
Go ahead.
Hearing none, privilege of the floor. Any member of the public wish to be heard? Hearing none, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
And any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for your help.